The Gemara says that Rav Elazar Rav Shimon is working for the government, and he's using his gut, literally, Sisu Bnei Me'ai, Sisu, to try to incarcerate people. And the Gemara tells a story that a person, a koyfei, saw Rav Elazar Rav Shimon doing his thing, and he told him, Chaimetz Ben Yai. I mean, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon had maybe the most famous father ever. His father is Rav Shimon Vayichai. And Rav Shimon Vayichai is the Heligatani Rashbi. He's Yai. And Rav Elazar doesn't seem to be behaving properly. So the Koyfei told him, your father was Yayin, but you're Chaimetz. You're Chaimetz Ben Yayin. And when he heard that, he was very disappointed. He said, a chutzpah to come and call me Chaimetz. He says, and if he's such a mechutzif, shma mino rishiyuhu, he deserves to die. Afterwards, he chapped him. Maybe it wasn't the right thing to do. And he tried redeeming him, but he didn't have the ability to do it. It was already too late. They had already hung him. And he felt very, very bad about what happened. So the Gemara says, they told him and they said, Rebbe, al yei rabbein necha, don't feel so bad. Shehu ubnoi balu naira murasab yom kippurim. Because you should know, him and his son, they were boil naira murasab yom kippurim. They did something so terrible. He's a bad guy. He's a real Rishia. You got it 100% right. He was someone that deserved to die. And as a result, you don't have to feel bad about the way this played itself out. The Gemara wanted to bring out what a rasha this person was. What's like the ultimate rishis a person could do? He was boil naira murasa b'yom kippur. It's interesting. The Gemara does this in a few places. This Gemara in Perek HaNezakin, the sugi is of Churban Bayesheni, and the Gemara over there was talking about a village called Kfar Sechanya that was destroyed, circa Churban. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilkia, Rabbi Chilkia Bar Tuvia, Rabbi Huna Bar Chia, Rabbi Yasvi Gabi Adadi. They were all sitting together. Amri they said, Ika the Shmiel in Milsa, Mi Kfar Sechanya Shal Mitzrayim Leim. If there's anyone that could tell us something about what went on, what were the terrible deeds of these people that lived in this village? Please step forward. So each person said a different anecdote that he had heard about the people in this city. So the Gemara says, Pasach Idach, one of these three Chachamim said, V'amai, said, Ma'i, said, there was a story, V'amdu Arbam Moidiyos Bedina, where all of a sudden there was some excessive inflation. V'nechzar Hashar Moidiy Achas, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. U'badku, so they did Bedikas into the spiritual state of the people in the village. U'matzu, and they found Avu Bnoi, a father and a son, they were born Naira Murasa B'yom Kippurim. This Indian, that's like the worst of the worst. You want to hear what was going on in this city? I'll tell you a Maisa. That's the story that happened in this city. Another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtas Yuma. Taf Yutes on the base. The Gemara says, Omale Eliyo, Rabbi Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Hasida. Eliyo Anovi, Yo Atishbi. He told Rabbi Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salah Hasida, Amritu, I hear the Jews saying, Amai lo yasa Mashiach. Everyone's walking around wondering, why did Mashiach come? So he says, you want to know why Mashiach didn't come? You want to know? I'm going to tell you why. Because Va'id no yomit kippurhu. He said, today's Yom Kippur. The evil kama besultas bin nahardo. And you have no idea how many besulois when nivel a mamish for the first time on Yom Kippur. He says, you want to know why Mashiach's not coming? That's why Mashiach's not coming. And the Gemara goes on and continues. But the point is that this was something that Chazal used in different places, to bring out like the worst avera someone can do. To be boil a psula, be boil a naira murasa, be yom kippurim, huv, noi. This is like the worst of the worst. So it bothered me a little bit. A very obvious question. And that is, everyone knows the Gemara. It's actually Gemara Masechtas Yuma, and Daf Chof Amar Aleph in Masechtas Yuma, where the Gemara says that the word hasatan is bigamatria 364. And the Gemara says that there's 365 days of the year, but Hasatan is Begamatria 364, because Tlas Mea Veshitin Varbo Yoimi Isle Rishus Alastune. There's 364 days in the year that the Satan has Rishus to be masked and to do his thing. But Beyoimi de Kippure Lesle Rishus Alastune. But on Yom Kippur, one day, the Yoim HaKadosh, then the Satan doesn't have any ability to be masked. It sounds like the Satan, he closes shop, right? He shuts down one day. He's not working on Yom Kippur. So if he's not working on Yom Kippur, how are these terrible averas happening on Yom Kippur? Now the truth is, let's just think about this in less dramatic form. People do averas on Yom Kippur. Lida. Why are they doing averas? If the Satan doesn't have an ability to be mastin on Yom Kippur, so how is it that people are doing averas on Yom Kippur? I'll ask you another kasha. We know that the Satan is also the Malach HaMavis. It's the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Bava Basra. Malach HaMavis does his thing on Yom Kippur. Rather, Mace P.M. Akipurim is a big Indian, but the Malach HaMavis kills people on Yom Kippur. If the Satan is Hasatan 364, because there's one day a year that he doesn't have the ability to be Mastin, so how is it that the Malach HaMavis, who's the Satan, seems to be putting in a full day on Yom Kippur? How exactly do you reconcile all this? So I found Eis She'ohav Onafshi of W.O.Y. Shlita in Megadim Chadashim. This is in Parshas Achrimos. It's on the pasuk Ki Bayoyim Azei Yechaper Aleichem Matari Eschem Mikol Chatei Seichem Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. He has an Arichus Gedoyla on this inyan. And he says that B'muschur Rishin, I'm not sure the Kasha even starts. What does the Gemara say in Masechtes Yuma, Daf Chaf Amar Aleph? The Gemara says the 364 days that the Satan has the ability to be Mastin. B'yoyim de Kippure Les Le Rishusa Lastune. What does it mean to be Mastin? What does the word master mean? It's an Aramaic word. It means to be makatrig. There's 364 days that the Satan can be makatrig. On Yom Kippur, the Satan can't be makatrig. It doesn't say the Satan has a day off. The Satan wears a bunch of hats. He's a multitasker. He has a whole bunch of jobs that he does simultaneously. One of them is he's the Satan. Miloshim lahastin. That's what he does. On this one day, he can't be mastin. But it means that he's not operating as a Yetzirah. It means he's not operating as a Malach HaMavis. Mechatesi. Lahastin enochinami, that not. That was the Sar Lazazel, like the Ramban says, the Soidus of it based on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. But the point is that no one says that he doesn't work. All we're saying is that he's not master. But says Rabbi W, wise, as glatt and as tempting as it would seem to learn Pshat in the Gemara that way and say that we got it wrong. We always thought there's no Yetzahara on Yom Kippur. It's not true. It doesn't ever shus lastune. These Gemaras, what people are doing Averes Yom Kippur, it's common sense. Just look around. A bazook there, the problem with saying that is that there's so many Makaris and Rishonim where the Rishonim said Mefurish with Bok Tzeiner that the Yetzahara is not Shoilat on Yom Kippur. I'll just give you one dogma. The Marivayel. This is in his Tshuvas. It's in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis. The name of the Tshuva is Dine Yom HaKippurim. So he talks about the greatness of Yom Kippur. Ba'asol HaChodesh is Kodesh Kodoshim. And that's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel Lukas Achroinos. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzolachti Kidvarecho. The avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was a very unique avoida. It had to be done by Kohen Gadol. And he's going on and on and on, talking about all the shiras v'sishbachas of this very, very holy day. Toich Dvarov says, the Marivayel, Umishum Hachi, it's for that reason, Ein HaSatan, Dahainu Yetzahara Soiten. It's for that reason that the Yetzahara can't be Shoilet. Dahainu Yigar Hashem Becha HaSatan. HaSatan Begimachi Shin Samech Dal. The Kivan Chainbo Yetzahara says the Marivayel, being that a person doesn't have a Yetzahara, Oy Loi Shem Mispat Alas Yischeh. Woe is to a person that doesn't have Aver on Yom Kippur. And if he doesn't have Aver on Yom Kippur, Oin Shei Kofel. His Oinish is going to be doubled. U Bechibas Hashem Es Yisrael, Nasa Lehem Yoyim Zel Kapara, De Ein Yetzahara Shoylet Boy, De Bekal Yesh Nas Es Shuvah B'Yoyim Zel. He says in Mefurish, the Yetzahara, not just the Satan can't be Mekatrig in Shamayim, but the Yetzahara doesn't have any Shlita. He brings from Rishonim that say that we know that in Yom Kippur a person's like a malach, right? We hear that expression a lot. It certainly feels that way. You wear a faisa kittel. But there's this inyan that seems to have a shaykhis and an association with the Yom HaKudosh that on Yom Kippur you're a malach. A malach is imbalei achila, v'lei shtia, etc., etc. That's the chamishi inuyim because we're like malachim. But the Rishonim say a malach also doesn't have a yetzahara. And in Yom Kippur it's hasatan. There's no yetzahara on Kippur. And it's that way that it's so manifest, this inyan, that a yid becomes a malach. So said Rav David Yoel Weiss, that as much as it's true that in Pshat in the Gemara, you could say, Les Le Rishusa Lastun, it just means it can't be Mekatrik. But the problem is this Tile Tilim of Rishonim, where it's Mavur, not that way. One of the Marmakoinis that he brings is a Dover Nifla. It's a Drosha in the Sefer Oitzus Yosef, it's a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, for Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel said, based on a ton of Devei Eliyo Zuta, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are connected to Aseres HaDibris. As I state in Medrash, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are connected to Aseres HaDibris. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, Adava Nifla, the Yesh Loimah, it's not just that the 10 days are connected to Aseres HaDibris, but each day corresponds to that Dibra. Meaning, what's the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Rosh Hashanah. That's connected to Noichi Hashem Elokech. The second is, right? The second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's Moyir. It goes Zel Umazeh. The 10th day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, said Rabbi Yosef Engel, is the Yom HaKadosh, it's Yom Kippur. What's the 10th of the Aseres Hadibris Lisachmoid Veloisesava. He says, what's the oimik? Because half Satan's begamatria 364, there's one day that he doesn't have a Yetzahara. On that day, you shayach to Leisachmoid and Leisesava. Right, the Ebenezer's Kasha, how could you tell a person Leisachmoid and Leisesava? It's a natural instinct, it's a natural feeling. The Teretz is, there's an inyan where a person could come to the Leisachmoid and Leisesava, and that is Mechuvit Yom HaKadosh, because on the Yom HaKadosh and Yom Kippur, every year is Leisachmoid and Leisesava. Because every single year doesn't have a Yetzahara. But the problem is, I just look around. People do averus in Yom Kippur. The biggest averus. Shabbal, who, b'noy, naira, murasim. Yom Kippur. So how do you reconcile this? How is this something that you make sense of? So Rav W. Weiss says a dover niflam mash. He says as follows. So everybody knows that when Hashem created Adam and Chava, He placed them in Gan Eden, and He told them, Nikol eitz hagan ochol toicho, umi eitz hadas toivera, that one tree you're not allowed to eat from. And then the nochash hakadmoni came. And he goes to Chava, and he coerces her to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Not just that, he coerces her to coerce Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And of course, the rest is history. Who is the Nochash HaKadmoini? The Nochash HaKadmoini was the Eitz Hara. He was the Satan. He was in a physical embodiment of this serpent, of this Nochash. Tzidua, the Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim and Shara Aleph says that the emes is that before Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, man was 100% Kaddish. It was Adam Rishon Kaddish Machet. Alekim Ases Adam Yasher. He was 100% Ruchni. And although he had Bechira, and although there was a Yetzahara, but the Yetzahara was an external force. It was what is known in the Yeshiva vernacular as a Yetzahara Mibachutz. He was on the outside. He was external. It's just like someone could come over to you and try to convince you to do something. There was a Metzias of a Yetzahara, the Nochash HaKadmoini, who had the ability to convince man who was 100% perfection to do something that really he wasn't supposed to do. And that's the Nochash HaKadmoini. But then what happened? What happened was Adam and Chava both ate from the Eitz Hadas. And as soon as they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they did that first Avera. They ate something they weren't supposed to eat. The sin permeated the bloodstream of Adam and Chava, the DNA of man. And now Tumma and Ra would not only be something external, something mibachutz, but it became part and parcel of the conscience of the person. Chaim Volozhin says that that's the oimik in the Gemara Masechtes Shabbos Taf Kufa Vav Amud Aleph. Shebishol Shebon Nochash Al Chava Hitel Bo Zuama. There was a Zuama that entered Chava. What was the Zuama? The Zuama was Chet. The Zuama was Ra. And now a person is made up of Toiv and Ra at the same time. There's still an element of Elikim Asas Adam Yosher, of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet. But La'ach Rachet, now there's also the Zuama. And that Zuama creates a Taruvus. Chaim Volozhin says that's the Oimik of Kiyin Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yasa Tov Le'yechto. It's impossible for a person to be perfect. Why? Because you have Ra inside of you now. And he says that even if you'll never do an Aver in your life, but for sure the mitzvahs that you will do won't be able to be B'tachlas HaShleimus. Because part of your DNA, part of the fact that you're a human being right now, la'achar achet, means that there's some imperfection, and that imperfection will be manifest, and it's something that on some level is going to ultimately affect you. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says that Yisrael she'amdu al Har Sinai pasku zu amasam, that when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, it was pasku zu amasam. But unfortunately, Chazal also said that this was short-lived. After the Yidden sin by the Chet HaEgel, they got the Zuma Masim back. So Chaim Volozhin says, that's why right after the Chet HaEgel, what happens? Bas Satan, Virike Benem. Right? All of a sudden, the Satan comes like a Nochash HaKadmoini. He comes like, meaning right after they were Makabal the Torah, all of a sudden the Satan appears to be Machshel them, Boshesh, and he gets the Yidden to think that Moshe Rabbeinu died. We haven't heard from the Nochash HaKadmoini in a long time. How did he suddenly appear? Because now all of a sudden that it was Pascha Zua Masim, they still have to be Bechira. So where's the Bechira Tzietar Mibachos? And that's why all of a sudden, then they sinned with the Chet HaEgel, and then all of a sudden it became Mibifnim again. But Al Koponim, that's the way Reb Chaim Volozhin Kiyudu and Shara Aleph and Nefesh HaChaim, he lays out the history and what the significance of Nochash HaKadmoini was, and what was this Toiv Ra that all of a sudden man had as soon as he ended up eating from the Eitz Hadas. But the Sfar Makdoshim say a Dover Nifla. They say a Dover Nifla. And that is, that although after Adam HaRishon and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, all of a sudden, the Ra entered the conscience of the person and now became part and parcel of the person, but the Eitz Hara Mibachutz doesn't go away. It's still there. There's still a nachash akadmoine. It's still out there. It's still dreinzach. There is a metzias of a nachash akadmoine. And that nachash akadmoine is referred to as the Yetzirah by Chazal, and it makes its rounds. Just to understand this a little bit better, what does it mean that a person has a Yetzirah b'bifnim? Right? What does that mean? Before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, all there was the Eitz Harmi Bachot. Then he ate from the Eitz Hadas, now there's the Eitz Harmi Bifnim. So we know what this means. We heard enough Musa Shmuzin in our life. You have to open up a Musa Seif, you have an idea of how this operates. But it's very, very straightforward. Man is made up of two components, right? There's a Ruchnius, there's a Chelik, there's a Neshama, there's a Seichel, there's a Chelik Legami Mal, and then there's Chumrius, there's the Nefesh Abahami, there's the Guf. Right? You have these two components. There's these two things that a person is made up of. And the Ruchnius in the person is attracted to Ruchnius, and he tries leading a person to do the right thing. And the Chumrius and the Nefesh Abahami in the person is attracted to Aveira and to bad and to Toma, and he tries leading the person to do something bad. And that's this struggle that's inside of every single person, where on the one hand you have your Yetzer Tov, your Neshama, that's pushing you to do the right thing, and then you fakert, you have this Yetzer Hara, this evil inclination that's pulling you to do the wrong thing. Now, if you think about this a little bit more, right, how does this usually work? The way that this works is that if you have a person that does good, okay, so the more good you do, so the more you get used to doing good, and the more you're going to do good, right? That's like a pasha dezach. That's a pasha dezach. The more good you do, the more you're going to want to do good. If somebody does averus, the more he does bad, so the more used to doing bad he is, and the more difficult it is for him to stop himself from doing bad. You can think about it almost like muscle memory, right? It's like muscle memory. You work out a muscle, so there's now all of a sudden becomes part of you. What we know is hair go, but it's all the same thing. That when it comes to toiv, the more you do toiv, the better you're going to be at toiv. The more you do ra, the better you're going to be at ra. This is posh. I'm not saying one chiddush, right? It's mamash al. You can say it in 800 different nuschais, but it all means the same thing. This is aleph base, and that's why Rishon just do averis, 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 and tzaddikim just do mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. And it's much easier for a tzaddik to do a mitzvah, and it's harder for a rasha to do a mitzvah, and it's easier for a rasha to do an averis. It's harder for a tzaddik to do an averis. It makes perfect sense, because he's working out these muscles, and he's working out those muscles. That's his hergel, that's his hergel. And as a result, this is the way it plays itself out. So I want to ask you a question. Everyone in their life at some point asks themselves this question. Chazal say, "Kol agadol mechaver yitzer gadol mimeno." What does that mean? Right? It means that the Chafetz Chaim had a bigger yetzer hara to speak lashon hara than we do. It means the Chazon Ish had a bigger yetzer hara to be mevatel Torah than we do. It's posh. That's not what it means. Of course, that's not what it means. So, what does it mean? Kol agadol mechaver yitzer gadol mimeno. Aleph Beis. What it means is avad mitzad the netur l'chayetzer hara. The Yetzirah mibefnim. Avada, the Rosh is way more. The Rosh walks away, talks Lashon Hara the whole day. So what's stopping him? The Chafetz Chaim with his ear Shemayim, and now a heart, it's not Shayach. He can't even fathom something like that. Oh, but it's not Tzveite Yetzirah. The Tzveite Yetzirah is the Yetzirah mibachutz. And the Yetzirah is a whole different Indian where the Satan can come as a Nochash, and he can come and try to seduce you and tempt you to do something. That Yetzirah, that Satan doesn't care about the guy that's a Baal Aveira. You know that Satan cares about? Kol Agadol Mechaver Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu. That's what he cares about. And that's the Indian of Kol Agadol Mechaver Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu. It's a fascinating topic, but it's poshit mamish. The word is avada, the Yetzirah that comes from your nature. That avada, the Rosh's Yetzirah, is way bigger than the Tzaddik's Yetzirah. What Sheikhis? They're not even on the same planet. But when it comes to this Satan that has an ability to lurk mi bachutz, the way it did Koidem Acher, it's still out there. Now, that son's not necessarily part of your everyday life, but he's going to appear sometimes. And when he appears, he actually goes after the tzaddik more than he goes after the Rosh, because he's more interested in the tzaddik. And that's why tzaddikim sometimes have nisyonis that regular people don't have. And it can be a nisyon, like the Gemara's Nenem Masechtas Kedushin Binyani Arayas. It can be a nisyon Binyani Amunah. Avraham Avinu was tested. Shem keeps on testing his Amunah. He's testing it again and again. Dafka, because he was the one that was Makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his Amunah is being tested over and over again. For another tzaddik, maybe the nisyon is Gaiva. It can be something different for different people. But it's the Satan who's literally dressed up as a Nachash or something else, and the point is he's coming now, he's trying to get the person to an Aver. Oh, but it's two dinim in the Yetzirah. This is the Yetzirah mibachutz and the Yetzirah mibefnim. The Yetzirah mibachutz, that's the Nachash HaKadmoni. The Yetzirah mibefnim, that's your conscience. That's you making poor decisions day in, day out, and as a result, that part of you is more worked out and more, it's garbage, and the hergel of that is stronger. And as a result, you're doing more aver. So the Nachash HaKadmoni was the only game in town before Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And afterwards, all of a sudden, there was Zuama. There was this big Taroivis, this big Tzemishachs between Toiv and Ra. Oh, but Nachash HaKadmoni, you say the Svar Makdoshim never went away. And because he never went away, that Nachash HaKadmoni could still be there. And it's clappy, that Nachash HaKadmoni, that you have this Inyan, that you have this Inyan of what? You have this Inyan of it says with David Yoel Weiss that the Yesh Loimar, it's Poshet. Avada, the Yesh Sahara, that's your nature. You walk around all day, every day, doing bad things. What's going to change on Yom Kippur? It's not going to miraculously change. So what does it mean that there's no Yesh Sahara, that today's a day where Bekal Yochel Asas Tshuva? What does it mean? If you're a person that's doing the right thing, you're a person that's making smart decisions, you're a person that bad seems a good person. No, you're caught in this Muhammad. About all the Satan comes and the Satan's Meval with the Mayach and he doesn't let you do things. Today the Satan shuts down. Les be Rishus Les Tune. He can't. The Nochesh HaKadmoni, Yen and Nochesh. He's out of business today. Closed. Big sign in front of his door. And that's what it means that there's no Yetzirah. And it's clapping that. That Kol Yomei Amakamim Bashon. There is a Yetzirah and there's not a Yetzirah. They're both true. There is a Yetzirah in the sense that the Yetzirah Mi Bethnim exists. Or Besnitok and Yetzirah in the sense that there's no Yetzirah Mi Bachot. Just to end. And that is that if you want to marry Mokim Nifla on this whole Indian, take a look in the Droshes from the Beis Halevi. It's Drush Tezvav. Imamish Prince Nafshachayim. He talks about this Indian. Just this general topic. Either way, middle of the drasha, says the Beis Halevi, a davar nifla. He says, we know that the Sfarim in different places talk about sigufim, right? The kubalim used to lay out, even the rakeach, the rishonim already, were very busy with different sigufim, that if a person did this aveira, you should fast this amount of tanesim. They used to do gilgul sheleg, and do a whole bunch of different things that the mekubalim used to lay out. And the Beis Halevi says, if you think about it, it's a little bit shver. What's sigufim? The Rambam wrote Hilchas Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a Sharei Tshuva. We know how a Yid's supposed to do Tshuva. What a Sigufa. If I do a Sliva Sachet, I have Kharot Allah, I make a Kabbalah Allah, I am Mizvad, I clap Al Chet, what more do I have to do? What is Sigufa? So the Beis Halevi says, Hafla Vafel. He says, Mashalama Davadoima. He says, somebody has a pot. You have a Keli, and it's a non kosher Keli. And you want to use it. It's not kosher. What do you have to do? It's a Toivah, right? But before you toivel it, what do you have to do? You have to clean it. You have to make sure there's no shamnunas on it. After you remove the shamnunas, you remove any chaylev, anything that might be on this non-kosher keli, now you can take the keli and you can do hagolo. How do you do hagolo? I don't know, sometimes you put it in the ground, sometimes you put it in fire, sometimes you put it in a mikvah. The eshtezach you have to do is you have to make sure there's nothing on the surface of the keli. Afterwards, you toivel it to remove whatever's toich, whatever's in the pnimius of the keli. So says the Beis Halevi, he said the same issue when it comes to averis. A person does averis, he has averis. He has a whole balance sheet of averis. You have to give tzachanetzu with it. And that's tshuva. That's the Rambam, that's Mabeni Yoyna, that's Chavis Havavis, that's tshuva. The Rishonim lay out exactly how you're supposed to do tshuva. Pachas Yoyish, it's the same thing. Don't do it anymore. Feel bad about it. Make a Kabbalah and even say it out of your mouth and do that, right? That's how you get out of it. That's tshuva in a nutshell. And that's something that Avada works, and that's the way you do tshuva. You know what that does? All that does is it cleans the surface. So there's no sham. You say, you know what the problem is, but? You know what the problem is? And this is what the Mekubalim of Bavarni said to Beis Halevi. The problem is you're going to wake up the next morning and you have a muscle, right? That's been worked at in a gym for the last 30 years that all it does is avedis. So how are you going to stop that? The Mebachot Gevaldik of the Maisi Yomitzias is Ra. How are you going to change that? And if you don't change that, you don't stand a chance. That was Sigufim. Sigufim was, they used to pinig the guf. That's what they would do. It changed the guf. It literally beat the guf to the point where now all of a sudden the muscle memory of the guf, the hergel of the guf is a different hergel, and now you're able to kriech into the evarim of the guf and you're able to root out all the ra. So he says the chelke tshuva is removing the shamnunis of the keli. He said the Sigufin was taking out Altsfos licked in the Gaelic. So the Beis Halevi says, and we'll end with this, that the Svar Makdoshim say, and Chazal say, that if a person learns Torah, is guf right and under a guf. And there's an Indian of Zoys Torah Sachatos, Zoys Torah Sa'oshim, Zoys Torah Sa'mincho, that if somebody learns Torah Sachatos, it's Ge'ilu Hikrif Chatos. But Chazal even said that Kolalim Torah Lashma, it's Ge'ilu Hikrif Chatos. Right, there's this Indian that when a person learns Torah, learning Torah itself is a davar shel kapar. Where does that fall in? What kind of kapar is that? I thought I have to do tshuva. Where does it fall in? So the Beis HaLevi says, you want to know what Torah is? Torah is Sigufim. That's what Torah is. Torah changes the person. And that's what that chelik of tshuva is. Meaning, when you're dealing with kapara, you have to understand there's two inyanim over here. There's getting kapara for the avera that you did, but then there's also changing the person. Because if you don't change the person, you don't stand a chance. And that's what the mukubalim used to talk about Sigufim, about uvehine, skulazum matzinu gamkein, believe it, Torah, believe Siguf klal. That if a person learns Torah, Torah has that same capacity to change the person. He says that the Mishnah says in the Pirkei Avos that if someone's loymet Torah lishma, machsharto liyo is tzadik chosid yoshev and emma. So what does that mean? Machsharto liyo is tzadik chosid yoshev and emma. So he says machsharto is like someone that's being machshir kelo mazurin. It kashers you. That's what the Torah does. The Torah is not the mechaper. The mechaper is tshuva. Avada dachnaton tshuva. So what does it mean Torah is mechaper? It's machsharto liyo is tzadik chosid yoshev and emma. It kashers the person. The goof gets kasher. You're going to get rid of the averis by doing your tshuva. But how are you going to kasher the goof? How are you going to make sure that this is now a kosher keli? Because if it's a non-kosher keli, and tomorrow you're cooking in a non-kosher keli again, and you're vaita going to eat nevelis and treifas. The teretz is, al zeh nemar sigufin, al zeh nemar Torah. Torah has the ability to be machsher a person. Either way, there's the Yetzar mibachutz, there's the Yetzar mibefnim. Chaim V'lozhin talks about the Yetzar mibachutz, as if this is something in the past, not something in the past. Those Gemaras in Seif Kedushin, all these different Gemaras of Kol Agadol Mechaver, Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu, that's the Yetzar Mibachutz. And the Yetzar Mibachutz is a shliach from a Kodesh Baruch Hu who has the ability to come and be mastin, mastin in the sense, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, Faker Tavke the Tzadikim. Tzadikim sometimes have nusyonis that really don't make any sense. Testing them and their dveikis and their loyalty to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it can, in the craziest ways, regular people don't have those nesiyonis. Tzadik and Daik are the ones that have those nesiyonis. Hashem Yatzadik Yivchan. But that's all from the standpoint of the Yetzar Mibachutz. You want to know who had a, if the Chafetz Chaim had a taiva to speak Lashon Hara? I don't believe so. If the Nachash HaKadmoni would have came to the Chafetz Chaim and been malabish himself and tried being machshel, the Heilige Chafetz Chaim and his Heilige mouth to maybe utter a word, maybe, but the bottom line is that would have had to have been a hirash. So that's something that couldn't have even happened on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur it's less way. Rishvus Vastune. We will stop here.